The military life is a transient one, training in one state, based in another, transferring every few years. That's one reason the federal government doesn't require service members to change their driver license every time they move. So establishing residency for things like in-state tuition is tough, says Army veteran Andrew Sammons.
So you're kind of just like more of a citizen of America than I could say, you know, being a resident of one particular state.
Last year, Sammons was finishing his military service in Virginia and planning to apply to UNC Wilmington this fall. His wife is from the area. They got a house in Wilmington, and Sammons commuted back from his post on weekends. He got a North Carolina driver license and started having the Army withhold North Carolina income taxes. But that wasn't enough for UNC, which requires students to show evidence they're permanently domiciled in North Carolina and not just setting up residency to get cheaper tuition. It took Sammons 3 appeals and the help of a nonprofit called the Student Veterans Advocacy Group to finally get in-state status. The group's founder is another veteran at UNCW, Jason Thigpen.
You know, what it is it's about money.
Thigpen says he's helped 32 veterans like Sammons successfully appeal their residency status. And he's convinced UNC schools are systematically classifying veterans as out-of-state students so they can collect higher tuition. Until August of last year, this wasn't a problem for veterans because the GI Bill paid full tuition at public institutions no matter the rate. In fact, Thigpen says a lot of veterans had no idea if their schools were classifying them as in or out of state. But now the GI Bill only covers in-state tuition rates, and veterans have to make up the difference, anywhere from $6,000 to $11,000 in North Carolina.
We do believe that there's a potential serious issue here that the state is really just kind of by default doing this.
This is not a situation where the UNC system is targeting any group of students.
Kimry Reinhart is Vice President for Federal Relations at the University of North Carolina system. She says UNC knows veterans struggle to qualify for in-state tuition, but residency requirements are set by state lawmakers and can't be bent. Plus, she says, the cost of educating a student paying in-state tuition is subsidized by the state. So making it easier for veterans to qualify as in-state students could hamper the system's budget.
We would love nothing more than for the state to subsidize these students. But we would also like to continue to enjoy the very generous funding that the General Assembly has always provided to the university.
State lawmakers have thus far resisted efforts to give UNC more flexibility in granting in-state status to veterans. The Student Veterans Advocacy Group plans to force the issue by filing a lawsuit this week, alleging UNC schools are in the habit of being more flexible with other students than with veterans seeking in-state status. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.